The title of my talk is Why Do Current Remote Attestation Methods Not Suit VM Type Confidential Computing? So this is not my research result. I want to talk about my research question. So I'm afraid my question is answered by previous talk, but I want to continue. Okay. The first question is, current CPU-based remote attestation does not measure all VM image. CPU-based remote attestation measures only initial boot process, including OVFs, the bootloader, and kernel only. Do you think, is it enough? Question two. After the kernel boot, TPM-based remote attestation is used on confidential computing. However, can we trust the battery TPM implementation? So, the third question, I want to talk the detail in question two, next slide. So the third question is, some remote attestation service is offered by the same cloud vendors. Can we trust the attestation results? And question four, can remote attestation trace the VM migration? Because VM migration is major technology for cloud computing. The question is the attestation threshold in CPU is the same on at the migration time? So this is a detail of VM virtual VTPM image. So this slide shows two type of VTPM. One is AMD's SCV's Coconuts SVSM mentioned previous slide. So this implementation the VTPM is included in the VM image. On the other hand, Intel TDX use VTPM trust domain. Another trust domain is used for Intel TDX. So I think the implementation is not so big problem. The problem is, can we trust the key management of VTPM? And the implementation should be open source, but however, some cloud vendor does not open. This problem is mentioned by SysTix paper. So this is a best paper at SysTix. And can we migrate the VTPM and use for remote attestation? Because to migrate VTPM, we have to migrate the VTPM keys. Okay. Okay, and the root of problem caused by responsibility problem. The first one is measuring. Who is responsible for measuring the CVM integrity? And the second problem is who is responsible for signing the attestation? And the third problem is who is responsible for managing the signing key? I think we have to solve these problems. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, it's a little difficult. So I'll do it.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, welcome. This is a lovely talk about some new additions to our confidential computing solution for IBM mainframes, also known as S390 in the kernel. The solution is called Secure Execution, or IBM Secure Execution for Linux formally. It's a confidential computing solution based on, again, access control. The untrusted host cannot access the memory of the secure guest. The root of trust is what we call the ultravisor, which is the hardware and firmware entity that is trusted, that is the interface between the untrusted host and the trusted guest. one key thing is that the boot image is encrypted with the public key of the machine, so the, it can contain secrets. Attestation is not needed because you can put your SSH keys or Lux keys in the initRD. But we also do support remote attestation and swapping and secure dumps. We have actually done a bunch of talks about this, which you can easily find online if you want more details, at both at the KVM forum or also here at FOSDEM. So this is about secure execution in general. And now?
I want to shed some light on one of our latest features that's called, we call it retrievable secrets. And the general idea is that we don't know what want keys in clear text anywhere but in the trusted execution environment, even when they are in use to for encryption or something like that. So it goes like on the top left, we have a trusted system where we wrap that key with another key that it's encrypted, and send that to our secure execution guest. That's our confidential computing guest, in other terms, and add this encrypted key to the firmware. And this, the key is encrypted with, like the image, with the public key of the machine. And the machine will decrypt the key, verify its integrity, and store it somewhere safe where no one else can go to it. And at some point in the execution of the guest, it can retrieve the key. But the key is not retrieved in clear text, but as a protected key with a different key. The lock has a different color. And when the key is retrieved, we call that a wrapped key. So it's wrapped with another key. You can do hardware-isolated crypto operations with that wrapped key. Just throw in your encrypted key in the instruction, and the instruction will then, as part of the instruction execution, unwrap the key and do the crypto thing it wants to. So this is also for S390 architecture, so we can invent our own operations for that. And that's it. That's from my side. And
actually, yeah, this is actually already upstream and downstream, so it's not like something theoretical. You can just, it's already there.
And now I put my organizer hood again, head again. Thank you for being there. I hope you all enjoyed the talks, and see you next year and in lunch break.